What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Already?
We're
already?
We're quickly approaching a third way through the season.
You're already checking in on the Tigers scores every
bit,
night?
Yeah. Woo. Not every night, but like, I'm not saying I don't check in.
Okay, okay.
Again, we are, how many games have the Royals played? 50?
51. All right, going into 51, I guess.
So
now,
they're going into 51 tonight? They played 50? We're a third of the way through the season, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not setting up score alerts for the Tigers, Twins, and Guardians yet. It's a little early.
I don't know that I've ever done that. 54, as we know, is the third way through. So we're only four games away from being a third of the way through the Major League Baseball season. I guess I started to wonder as I was looking at these teams, are the Tigers going to run away with the division?
Hmm.
Is it too early to say that? Because now, here's part of the problem I'm having with not talking myself into that. Tigers have the best record in the American League. The Tigers have scored. They have pitched. They got a Cy Young candidate guy. I understand they got some things going their way that you're like...
Javier Baez.
Yeah, like, Javier Baez is probably the obvious answer of, like, can that continue forever? Or, like, at some point, does regression to the mean find Javi Baez? But I'm kind of factoring in what the run they went on last year was. And that might be more indicative of who they really are, Gold. This is a team that can score and pitch with as any team in the American League, which means they can do a lot more than anyone else in the division. The Twins, Guardians, and Royals are within a half a game of each other. And I feel like they're going to get stuck in the wash. And my fear is that you almost already can see the writing on the wall that the Tigers might run away with it. The only thing that gives me pause is that the Royals and a number of other teams in the division still have a lot of games left against them. Royals play the Tigers 9 more times, so they still completely control their own fate in that department.
Yeah, I think it's too early to suggest somebody's going to run away with the division. I mean, because on the flip side, if I told you the Royals were in the exact same spot the Tigers were, I don't think you would confidently be thinking the Royals were going to run away with the division. I think, while yes, it's game 51 this afternoon against the Giants, and we get into, hey, it's almost Memorial Day, it's no longer early, I'm with you there. But there is just way too much baseball to be played to suggest that somebody in a crowded... Because here's the reason why I think you don't run away with it. It's not just a Royals and Tigers race. The Tigers are also still... They're trying to deal
there
with the Royals
and the
Twins and the Guardians. The fact that everybody except for the White Sox are good is why I don't think anybody's running away with it. If it was a two-horse race and they like there was a huge drop-off after the Royals and Tigers and they're like the Twins stunk or the Guardians stunk and the White Sox were what they are, which is trash, then I would be with you. But because you have four teams in this division that are all winning baseball teams this year, and on, you know, potentially playoff teams this
year. As of right now.
That's why, no, I don't think they're running with it. The Tigers look dangerous, though. Oh, man, do they ever. That what they were doing in August and September last year, they have just rolled right in to the 2025 season. And some things are going to be there all year for them. Skubal, he's legit. Like, nobody, he's what he's doing, that's going to be. Javier Baez having a career resurgence. Not as sold that's going to happen all year. We'll see. But they got some good – look, they had a great farm system, and it's paying off for them now all of a sudden. I think they have a great manager as well in A.J. Hinch. Jackson Jobe, the young pitcher as well, he looks legit. Like, you just keep going through it, and how aggressive are they going to be at the trade deadline? That's going to be the biggest swing in this whole thing. We can talk about how bunched together these teams are. If anybody were to run away with it, I don't think it's possible, but it would be if three of the teams just decide to stand pat. And only one, in this case, the Tigers, go out and they try to get a bat. They try to get another bullpen arm. Or is it going to be the Royals that are aggressive and try to get a bat or two? But as we talked with J.J. Piccolo yesterday, we're a ways off from any team being able to pull off trades like that. It is, yes, a third of the way through the season just about. But because of the expanded playoffs that we all know exist now over the last couple of years, unless you're the White Sox or the Rockies, maybe the Pirates, everybody else thinks they're still in it.
Orioles still think they're in. They're 15-32 and just fired their manager.
They fired their manager because
that might be the only other one.
That might be it. But even then, like, other than that, nobody else wants to be sellers yet because they still think they're in it. You mentioned the schedule stuff. You're wondering, just updated strength of schedule. The Royals have the fourth toughest schedule remaining in all baseball based off of strength of schedule. They do have the Tigers 9 more times, Cody. They still have the Dodgers 3, the Yankees 3, Mets 3, Cubs 3. And the easiest opponents, they do have the White Sox 9 more times.
Huzzah!
They have the Marlins 3, Nationals a couple times. But the problem is the Tigers actually have the fifth easiest schedule the rest of the way. They have 10 against the White Sox, 3 against those Orioles, 6 against those Pirates.
Royals already beat the Orioles. That's part of the reason they got in there. And I think the Royals have been... A lot of what's happening this year was last year, right? Where they're winning the first couple of... They're winning a game in the series, and then it always comes down to the rubber match, right? Like, they got the first game against the Astros, then it was the rubber match. Mm-hmm. And they got the first game against the Giants, and now it's coming down to the rubber match. And then, of course, they'll head to Minnesota this weekend, where they've been very, very, very good at home. After they get through this game, really interesting stretch to find out where the Royals are.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.